1. Where is the boy's family going to eat?
2. As it's your birthday, you can choose where we eat tonight. Your dad suggested the burger place in town.
I love it there and the food's great. I went with Tom's family for his birthday last weekend, though. To be honest, I'm happy to stay in, have a pizza and watch a film together. Or we could go for a picnic by the river.
I don't think the forecast's good for this evening.
There's no point going if it's going to rain.
I'll get a couple of pizzas then.
Now listen again.
As it's your birthday, you can choose where we eat tonight. Your dad suggested the burger place in town.
I love it there and the food's great. I went with Tom's family for his birthday last weekend, though. To be honest, I'm happy to stay in, have a pizza and watch a film together. Or we could go for a picnic by the river.
I don't think the forecast's good for this evening.
There's no point going if it's going to rain.
I'll get a couple of pizzas then.
Two. Which lesson does the girl have next?
How was your morning?
Okay, thanks. I had Mrs. Elwood for science just before lunch and we did an interesting experiment. You've got her after the lunch break, haven't you?
I have. I'm sure it'll be more exciting than the art class I had when you were doing science.
Oh, I've got that next. I enjoy it, though, not like you. I've got a nice afternoon, actually, as I've got that and then music with Mr. Williams.
Lucky you. Anyway, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Now listen again.
How was your morning?
Okay, thanks. I had Mrs. Elwood for science just before lunch and we did an interesting experiment. You've got her after the lunch break, haven't you?
I have. I'm sure it'll be more exciting than the art class I had when you were doing science.
Oh, I've got that next. I enjoy it though, not like you. I've got a nice afternoon actually, as I've got that and then music with Mr. Williams.
Lucky you. Anyway, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Three. Where has the boy just been on holiday?
How was your holiday?
It was good, actually, but I'm not sure my mum and dad enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh?
They still keep saying how much they miss swimming in the sea this year. The river was pretty cold, it's true, but there were very few people there compared to where we usually go. It's hard to get to the sea sometimes because there are so many people on the beach. At least we didn't go camping, which is what Dad was suggesting at one point.
Now listen again.
How was your holiday?
It was good actually, but I'm not sure my mum and dad enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh?
They still keep saying how much they miss swimming in the sea this year. The river was pretty cold, it's true, but there were very few people there compared to where we usually go. It's hard to get to the sea sometimes because there are so many people on the beach. At least we didn't go camping, which is what Dad was suggesting at one point.
Four. Which work experience would the girl like to try?
Have you spoken to the teacher about the work experience we're doing next month?
I have. He suggested that, as I'm good with my hands, I should try working in a restaurant.
You'd be good at that.
Maybe, but my mum said that kind of work can be quite stressful.
You could come and work at a hairdresser's with me.
I think I'd enjoy that, but probably not as much as learning how to fix cars, so that's what I put on my application in the end.
Should be good.
Now listen again.
Have you spoken to the teacher about the work experience we're doing next month?
I have. He suggested that, as I'm good with my hands, I should try working in a restaurant.
You'd be good at that.
Maybe, but my mum said that kind of work can be quite stressful.
You could come and work at a hairdresser's with me.
I think I'd enjoy that, but probably not as much as learning how to fix cars, so that's what I put on my application in the end.
Should be good.
Five. What did the boy leave at his friend's house?
Oh, hi, Jason. It's Harry. I've just gotten home and realized that I've left something at your place. You know the book we were working from for our homework? It was on the desk in your bedroom. I think the tablet I brought with me may be just underneath it. I thought about it when I was getting ready to leave, but then I started showing you my new jacket and I just forgot. Could you have a look, please, and bring it into school tomorrow? Thanks.
Now listen again.
Oh, hi, Jason. It's Harry. I've just gotten home and realized that I've left something at your place. You know the book we were working from for our homework? It was on the desk in your bedroom. I think the tablet I brought with me may be just underneath it. I thought about it when I was getting ready to leave, but then I started showing you my new jacket and I just forgot. Could you have a look, please, and bring it into school tomorrow? Thanks.
Six. Which painting did the girl like best?
Some of the paintings in that exhibition really weren't my kind of thing.
No. I can't stand paintings that don't actually look like what they're supposed to show. Like that tiger.
I thought that one was really original, actually. I know it takes great skill to create a beautiful landscape, but people have painted that sort of thing for hundreds of years.
True. But that painting of the 18th century princess was so realistic.
I agree, but I prefer paintings that don't just show what you can see.
Now listen again.
Some of the paintings in that exhibition really weren't my kind of thing.
No. I can't stand paintings that don't actually look like what they're supposed to show. Like that tiger.
I thought that one was really original, actually. I know it takes great skill to create a beautiful landscape, but people have painted that sort of thing for hundreds of years.
True. But that painting of the 18th century princess was so realistic.
I agree, but I prefer paintings that don't just show what you can see.
Seven. Where will the students' tour of the town end?
Listen, everyone. We're going to have a tour of the town this morning before we go into the castle this afternoon. If you get separated from the group, then ask someone how to get to the cafe and wait for us there, as that's where we'll end up. OK, we're going to set off along the canal that goes behind the castle. You'll be able to see just how high the walls are. There are also quite a few brightly coloured boats there that people actually live in. OK, let's go.
Now listen again.
Listen, everyone. We're going to have a tour of the town this morning before we go into the castle this afternoon. If you get separated from the group, then ask someone how to get to the cafe and wait for us there, as that's where we'll end up. OK, we're going to set off along the canal that goes behind the castle. You'll be able to see just how high the walls are. There are also quite a few brightly coloured boats there that people actually live in. OK, let's go!